Part 1. Listen to Stephen talking to Jenny about making some soup. Tick A, B or C. You will hear the conversation twice. Now listen to the conversation.
This soup is amazing, Jenny. Do you use fresh tomatoes to make it?
No, Stephen. I just use a can of tomatoes. Some people think roast tomatoes are best, but that's too much hard work for me.
Who taught you how to make it?
My aunt's friend gave the instructions to my mother, who changed them a bit, then taught me.
It's not too thin, is it?
That's because I don't use much water. At first, I used 4 cups, then 3, but I think 2 is best, really.
So, what else is in it?
Some butter, an onion, the tomatoes, salt and pepper, and to make it really nice, a cup of milk. It's much cheaper than cream, you know.
Mmm. How long does it take to make?
No longer than 20 minutes. You fry the onion for 5 minutes, add everything else, then boil for about 10.
So, what are we having for the main course?
Well, we're having fruitcake for dessert, and for main course we've got pasta. I wanted to do lemon chicken, but I didn't have time.
Lovely.
Now listen again.
This soup is amazing, Jenny. Do you use fresh tomatoes to make it?
No, Stephen. I just use a can of tomatoes. Some people think roast tomatoes are best, but that's too much hard work for me.
Who taught you how to make it?
My aunt's friend gave the instructions to my mother, who changed them a bit, then taught me.
It's not too thin, is it?
That's because I don't use much water. At first, I used 4 cups, then 3, but I think 2 is best, really.
So, what else is in it?
Some butter, an onion, the tomatoes, salt and pepper, and to make it really nice, a cup of milk. It's much cheaper than cream, you know.
Mmm. How long does it take to make?
No longer than 20 minutes. You fry the onion for 5 minutes, add everything else, then boil for about 10.
So, what are we having for the main course?
Well, we're having fruitcake for dessert, and for main course we've got pasta. I wanted to do lemon chicken, but I didn't have time.
Lovely.
This is the end of part one. Now look at part two. You will hear some information about a day trip. Listen and complete questions. You will hear the information twice.
Good morning, students. I hope you're enjoying your stay here in the mountains. Now, I've got some information about tomorrow's day trip to North Lake. The bus is always very busy at this time of year, so we'll take the train. You'll see some beautiful countryside on the journey. To join the trip, please be here at 1:15. You can have lunch in the cafe here at 12:30 before we go. When we're there, you can choose to go walking with me or fishing with Mr. Thomas. But no swimming. The water's too cold at this time of year. Your ticket will cost £8 and you'll want some money to spend at the shop. So bring £12, please. Now, this is important. We'll meet to return to the station at the end of the day outside the Astor Hotel next to the lake. That's A-S-T-E-R. So, who would like to come?
Now listen again.
Good morning, students. I hope you're enjoying your stay here in the mountains. Now, I've got some information about tomorrow's day trip to North Lake. The bus is always very busy at this time of year, so we'll take the train. You'll see some beautiful countryside on the journey. To join the trip, please be here at 1:15. You can have lunch in the cafe here at 12:30 before we go. When we're there, you can choose to go walking with me or fishing with Mr. Thomas. But no swimming. The water's too cold at this time of year. Your ticket will cost £8, and you'll want some money to spend at the shop. So bring £12, please. Now, this is important. We'll meet to return to the station at the end of the day outside the Astor Hotel next to the lake. That's A-S-T-E-R. So, who would like to come?
This is the end of part two. That is the end of the test.